Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, we're closing off the week, but there's a lot to discuss in the world of business nonetheless. Toyota, which you'd expect to be a very resilient Japanese car maker, they are forecasting a 21% decline in profits.
Yep, it's bad for everybody. Now, the world's top-selling automaker, Toyota, as you've mentioned, is actually reeling from the effects of the tariffs that were imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Now, this is largely in line with what we do see with many other automakers, manufacturers. We have seen that there has been an increased demand, essentially for new energy vehicles, which actually are formed to be hybrid, and a move away from what is typically described as ICE or internal combustion engine vehicles, which typically rely on diesel as well as petrol. Now, Toyota's made it very clear that their profits are taking a slump. They are seeing weaker demand from several markets, but more so from the U.S. in particular. On the back of the tariffs, they actually might experience higher labor costs, higher input costs as well, and have to drive more investment into the U.S. market, which has been a very tangible base for them. But coupled with that, there could be further ripple effects given just waning consumer demand. As we've experienced here in South Africa, there's a heightened level of competition from Chinese automakers, and that's also impacting them on an international scale. What's also interesting, though, that they do mention is that this is part of the sentiment that we do see from many other automakers. If you think about the likes of Audi, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and even Honda recently, they've all shared very similar sentiments about the shift in the tide when it comes to the automakers' environment and, of course, stiff competition that they might be facing. So I guess it's tough times for everyone. We'll just have to continue to see how this does play out, again, largely driven by consumer demands on the back of the macroeconomic environment.
Yep, we are all feeling the heat. Before we move on to our next story, we've got a caller on the line. It's an open line, as you know. Jabu in Randburg.
How are you, Siz?
We well, thank you. What's your question? Very quickly, while you've got Google, maybe you can help us answer it.
Okay, Siz. I wanted to ask about the state of the roads. You see Nama Potos Gangaga, and then there was a lady that was living in Laishila because of I'm doing e-hailing service. And that lady said to me that if the motor, let's say, Iyalimala on the road, Ilinyazo Umkwako, there's a department where we're supposed to claim, do quotations and take those quotations there, and then they will pay out that money because of the Ilinyazo, it's things that they should be done by the government. Like lack of service delivery. So potholes is lack of service delivery.
No, 100%.
I wanted to know if you guys have an idea about that. Because if I see, it seems like most of the motorists, they don't know about this thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, thank you very much. We've got Gugu on the line. So, Gugu, I'm not quite sure if you got the question from Ujabu. He was asking about whether or not it's possible to claim for damages if your vehicle has been destroyed, or maybe just you hit a pothole and maybe your tires burst or something like that.
100%. Well, Jabu is quite right. There is some saving grace. So depending on where you actually damage your vehicle, Jabu, whether it's a national road or a municipal road, you can actually claim. And from a Johannesburg point of view, this would be done through the Johannesburg Rail Agency. And essentially, there's a form called the Public Liability Claim Form. It is available on their website. Several banks and other insurance companies who actually offer tire and pothole damage for your vehicle also have a process that you can follow. But essentially, it involves a lot of paperwork just in terms of use substantiating your claim. Details would need to be shared as to where the pothole was, how you hit it, pictures, data and illustrations of the event, the time, and of course just further quotes to actually determine the extent of the damage to your vehicle. A lot of people have raised several concerns about the process and how lengthy it actually is, but I do think if there is positive outcomes where you've got all your evidence in order and you are able to submit a claim, then it's actually a worthwhile effort if you've got the time.
Yeah, it takes a while, but they definitely do pay, without a doubt. Now, let's move on to the markets. What are they looking like?
Well, the market sees where it has been fairly resilient, right? And this is actually a bit of a surprise because we typically hear of the phrase sell in May and go away. That's because as the Northern Hemisphere gets into the summer season, a lot more investors actually sit back from the market and minimize the level of volume on trading. But despite that, the All Share Index will open up at 90,890 points. Currency-wise, we're trading at 18.25 to the US dollar. 24.15 to the British pound and 20.49 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.